Hi, this is a ongoing dictation for Tyrone Crankfield, TYRONECRANKFIELD Jr. Date of visit is 4/5/2022. It continues from the dictation 0409-099 as a physical examination continues. The vitamins are as follows. The pressure is 145/108, +79, +18, temperature 86.7, height is 6 feet, weight 190, pulse out 99. A 40-year-old gentleman, African-American race, is alert, oriented, talkative, conscious, sitting comfortably, with no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe faces. He is well-built and good nutrition and hydration is good, and there is no stress hygiene. He is able to walk without any extra devices like him. Rest of the physical examination will be from the template, including neurological examination, molecular examination. They are all found to be pretty normal. The musculoskeletal examination is a normal inspection. Palpation is for template. Spine tender. No spine tenderness is noted. The range of motions are normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, position is 80. Lower spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and rotation 35. Newest to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, opening sign is negative. Sperm sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distex test negative, so to alter negative. Third spine root test flux is negative, lumbar spine, business quick test negative, street level test is negative, control later test is negative, back test negative, sham test negative, Levinsky sign is negative. Secretory joints are not tender, ascending flux test, ill compression test, negative distraction test negative, favor test negative, gastrin test negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination except for the right shoulder. Rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, maybe also right foot and ankle.
Okay.
The right shoulder examination reveals rest of the extremities are normal, please use the template. Right shoulder on inspection has no tenderness or palpation, there is no dislocation or any fracture or deformity or hematoma. On range of motions are normal for the right shoulder, special test was found negative for spinous test, Markin Candy test, anti-Bielsen test, P test, near test are negative. Anterior and posterior tension negative, drop on test is negative. Display the silence and pilot are negative. Diagnosis. General 110, VA 9.260. CNS, R31, R32, and S09.9 XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.51, M70.10, M75.0, M75.50, S43.432D. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5X. Plan of care is from the template, Tyrone Crankfield. Treatment plan is as follows. Physiotherapy is ordered 2 times per week. Patient says that the therapy has been helping him. He's been advised about home therapy, McKinsey programs, yoga, meditation, stretching, and traction of the spine is very important, and also at the therapy place. He can go to anywhere he likes, especially a laser treatment has been advised, acupuncture, as well as chiropractic treatment. Patient is not willing for surgery at this time. Disability is for light duty. Patient is okay to work 8 hours, 5 days, 0 pound lifting, and transportation is added. Medication. Non-narcotic naproxen 500 twice a day is to continue heal the pathology, inflammatory area, and all help in healing. Gabapentin 600 every hour, 20 tablets are provided for ongoing headaches and headache allopathy. Fury 72 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets for headaches, and Trazodone 100 milligrams at night for deep health with one film. Nordic pain medication is prescribed Tylenol with codeine number 4 at 12 hour PRN or 15 to 30 tablets. Non-pharmacological model is yes, home exercise plan, yes, referred to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. MRI from the affiliated diagnostics, dated 11/22/2022. It shows a 21 millimeter right parietal discarnation, F5S1. Asymmetric towards the right epidural space, facet irregularities are present, neuroformin and unnerving is present of a high grade. And no cervical canal stenosis notice. Interventional pain procedure. The patient has been advised that if first two epidural injections have helped, he may consider another two more injections or surgical options have been discussed as well. If he chooses to go for surgery, he'll be referred to DMC hospital or whatever he chooses. Neuropsychiatry is warranted. Standard case worker is warranted. The patient is already working. Past medical records have been reviewed. We have a record from the ER as well as from the IME. They were entertained completely. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered at this time. Regarding the surgical consultation, was referred to Dr. Louis Redden for L5-S1 disc herniation with radiculopathy for computation. Education is just EME. Patient will have all the back brace and tense units. Education is yes, and the disability is discussed for visit 10 days. Contact us. Thank you.